The far north iwi Ngāti Kahu has banned a replica of Captain Cook's ship, the Endeavour, from docking in Maunganui as part of a national commemoration marking 250 years since Cook's arrival. The site was included in the Tuia 250 programme as one of several stop-off destinations for a fleet of ships set to voyage around the country. Te Aniwa Hurihanganui reports.
Tuia 250 will see a flotilla of Pacific and European vessels, including the replica of the Endeavour, journey around New Zealand to all the places Captain Cook visited during his travels in 1769. But when the chief executive of Ngāti Kahu, Anahera Herbert Graves, saw Maunganui at Doubtless Bay included in the list of destinations, she was shocked.
They never approached Ngāti Kahu. Around about four or five months ago, we saw the program come out, and the three hapū who have mana whenua over Maunganui were very strong in their opposition, said, "No way, Jose." And I was instructed to let them know, which I did.
The Ministry of Culture and Heritage has since removed the site from the program, but Ms. Herbert Graves says her people cannot fathom why the ministry wants to commemorate Captain Cook's arrival here.
He was a barbarian. Wherever he went, like most of the people of that time of imperial expansion, there were murders, there were abductions, there were rapes. He didn't discover anything down here. And we object to Tuia 250 using euphemisms like encounters and meetings to disguise what were actually invasions.
The Ministry of Culture and Heritage's Deputy Chief Executive, Tamsin Evans, says Maunganui was earmarked as a destination because it's the home of the late Waka Hauraua expert Sir Hector Busby. She says the ministry thought it had sufficient iwi support following talks with a single iwi representative.
I think the ministry engaged with a small community organisation called the Doubtless Bay Promotions Trust, on which there was somebody in an iwi liaison role.
Why didn't you consult directly with Ngāti Kahu?
I think because it was felt sufficient that through the Promotions Trust we had a wider engagement with the community, which included someone who we believed was liaising with iwi.
Tamsin Evans says while there has been some opposition to the voyage, most communities want to take part in the event.
We always knew that Tuia would cause some mixed responses. We fully appreciate that the mamai and the hurt that exists very, very strongly still in some communities. Our job is to open the books, let's look at all the history, and let's start to talk about this. What I hope people will see through the voyage, a visual spectacle and an experience that captures our dual heritage but makes us think about our shared future.
The voyage will start in Gisborne on the 5th of October, where representatives of the local iwi Rongo Whakaata will talk about what happened when Captain Cook arrived on their shores on that day 250 years ago. For Checkpoint, I'm Te Aniwa Hurihanganui.